USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden will speak with French President Emmanuel Macron to discuss an emerging diplomatic crisis following the announcement of a U.S.-Australian deal on nuclear submarines. French officials say the call will happen in the coming days after the announcement caused anger in the French government. Australia had a contract with the French to build 12 diesel-electric subs worth at least $66 billion that was ended when the Aussies signed on to a partnership with the U.S. and the U.K. And a military training jet crashed in the Fort Worth, Texas area on Sunday, injuring two pilots and damaging three homes. The crash in Lake Worth, just west of Fort Worth, was of an Navy T-45C Goshawk from Naval Air Station Kingsville, more than 400 miles away. The pilots both managed to bail from the plane. Both were hospitalized, one in critical condition. Three residents of the homes that were damaged were treated at the scene for minor injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
An encampment of an estimated 14,000 migrants has sprung up under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas, with many of them being Haitians seeking asylum in the United States. Congressman Kevin Brady says he's stunned by the recent movements. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that residents on the border have been warning about the possibility for months.
It's stunning, and it's disheartening, and it is, again, reminds me, I think, of all the children we saw crammed into those detention centers earlier this year. I was in Del Rio, and at the time, even though it wasn't getting a lot of attention, you were already seeing and hearing from the mayor just the number of vehicle chases, the property damage, the residents scared about, frankly, their safety in a town that hadn't been affected like this before. This was months ago. It has only worsened and, again, will not get any better. It is unconscionable that the president ignores this crisis and the danger that it presents.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As health officials continue to battle the COVID pandemic, others are studying the preparations that were in place before March 2020 and looking for lessons in how to better ready the U.S. for the next pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that the virus and future pandemics should be treated as national security threats. He tells CBS News that the U.S. needs to engage some of its intelligence assets to prepare for the next health challenge.
I think the intelligence community has different tools that should be focused on this mission. We have to look at public health preparedness through the lens of national security. We make certain preparations for things that are unlikely to happen, but if they happen, they're so catastrophic that we have to prepare. We cannot allow something like this to hit us this bad again. So we have to prepare differently domestically. But internationally, we rely on other nations to tell us when they have an outbreak. That has repeatedly failed. It failed in this case. China didn't surface the early information. They still haven't shared the source strain. So the question becomes, can we still rely on the international health regulations and the WHO and the World Health Assembly? Are we going to all hold hands again and promise that we really mean it this time and we're going to share information? Or do we need to get our clandestine services more engaged in this mission? And I think we're going to need to get our clandestine services more engaged in this mission.
And week two in the NFL saw the Rams knock off the Colts 27-24. The Bills blanked the Dolphins 35-0. The Patriots welcomed the Jets rookie quarterback Zach Wilson to the league, picking him off four times in route to a 25-6 win. The Niners beat the Eagles 17-11, and the Raiders knocked off the Steelers 26-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.